for breaking news and the info you can use.
Weekends with Joanne Brackus.
CJAD 800. 7:10 and 7 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. Welcome back to Weekends with Joanne Brackus here on CJAD 800. Food professor is what many call him. Sylvain Charlebois from Dalhousie University is joining the program to discuss breakfast, which is probably what some of you are doing right now. Food professor, how are you this morning?
Very good. How are you?
I'm good. You know what I find very interesting in the notes that you sent me on this new study on breakfast is our generational approach to this moment of stuffing our faces, if you will. It looks like Gen Z in particular, so people born between 1997 and 2005, are breakfast skippers. They're the highest amongst the breakfast skippers. How do we explain who is skipping breakfast exactly and why?
Yeah, I think that as we look at younger generations, more and more you can see that the so-called three-meal institution, the way we structure our day with breakfast, lunch, and dinner as pillars, you know, mm-hmm. how you structure your day. With the younger generations, millennials and Gen Zs, it seems to be a little different. And yes, they seem to be skipping breakfast more so than other generations. But for them, they actually would opt for snacks much more so. So they'll probably eat two meals, lunch, dinner, or maybe breakfast later in the day, mm-hmm. and they'll actually have a lot of different small snacks. So the snacking generations are really becoming more influential.
The snacking generations. I'm looking at the numbers here. So the greatest generation, those between 1900 and 1945, they've stuck to the basic rules of the three meal. They're the highest rate of breakfast consumers. Boomers have the lowest rate of breakfast skippers. I do want to talk about reasons for skipping breakfast before we talk about what we should actually be eating. So there's a gender difference here about when you look at why people skip breakfast. I'm guessing men and women view it somewhat differently, or are we all the same in terms of why we're skipping it or why we're eating it? Or are we choosing to skip breakfast to lose weight? How is this playing out in the numbers?
Yeah, so the number one reason why people skip breakfast, it's because they either don't have the time, mm-hmm. or they're just not hungry. And so for the latter, more women tend not to be hungry in the morning and will just opt for like a coffee, and that's about it. And so there's this trend towards fasting. Like, more and more people are fasting, and so a lot more women actually do that mm-hmm. versus men when they actually need to eat in the morning.
It's interesting because I know actually a lot of people who are doing the fasting thing, who are saying, okay, I'll start eating starting at 3 o'clock, which I think is brave, insane, I don't know, to each their own. But it also is, again, what people are eating. So toast or bagel is high up there, and I'm trying to get your opinion on toast or bagel in the morning. You know, I was just living abroad for many years, and the tendency is it's yogurt based, it's nuts, it's fruits. It's not so carb driven. What do you think about the toast?
Oh,
or bagel?
Yeah, absolutely. And versus, because I lived in Europe for a while as well, and traditions and habits are completely different around breakfast for sure. Mm-hmm. In Canada, toast and bagels are the one, and of course in Montreal, I'm not surprised to see bagel being the top choice. Really,
bagel. Is no. king here. Bagel is king.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Number two is our eggs, and three, oatmeal, cereals are still quite popular. So yeah, but the one thing that really surprised me is coffee with the younger generations. Clearly, Gen Zs, the younger generation, they don't drink coffee in the morning. Only 30% will drink coffee in the morning, and I actually see that on campus at Dalhousie, a lot of kids just don't drink coffee. They drink other things.
What are they drinking? Water? What? I mean, probably something. I said water as if it was a bad thing. No, they should be drinking water.
It doesn't wake you up, but energy drinks will, though. It's a bit different. And, of course, tea is becoming more popular as well. And so you can see that the younger generations have many different options, and they're taking advantage of it.
I do have to ask you, though, fundamentally, you know, they used to say it's the most important meal of the day. Is it? Did you still believe that it is sort of that meal that sort of sets you up for the rest of the day, or is that just an old wives' tale at this point?
Yeah, I think it depends who you talk to, I guess. I mean, Ottawa just announced a school food program, a national school food program, which I think was appropriate. It's important to make sure that our kids have a full stomach when they go to school, but adulthood is complicated for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's really interesting that you mentioned that, because years ago I did a story on Le Club des Petits Déjeuners du Québec, which I think is one of the most fabulous initiatives, and it's exactly what you said, that we have to keep kids, you know, give them, start their day with a belly full, because it is the social equalizer. For some kids, it may be your only meal of the day, and you can't focus if you're hungry. So for kids, I think it really still is probably the most important meal of the day.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people actually listening to us right now would feel the same. It's just right now with our busy lives, commuting, and of course in Montreal, commuting is an Olympic sport.
So, it is for the brave.
And that's why I think the Atlantic is the kingdom of breakfast, because we actually do have more time here. I think that's really the big reason why most people in the Atlantic actually eat breakfast here in the morning.
Rub it in that you guys have all the time there. Sylvain Charlebois from Dalhousie University, thank you for taking... Are you having breakfast right now, or are you going to have it after you hang up?
After, absolutely.
Dare I ask what you're going to eat?
Toast, probably.
Okay.
And the bagels are not edible in the Atlantic. I have to wait until I get to Montreal.
Listen, don't even start with the bagels. We win. We win at the bagels. Sylvain Charlebois again from Dalhousie University. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll chat again soon. Don't go anywhere. One of my favorites, the lovely, the talented Christine Long, is going to be sitting down with me talking about her top stories of the week. You're listening to Weekends with Joanne Brakes on CJD 800.